Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media, +27 73 470 3520. That is +27 73 470 3520. That's the number that you can use to talk to us and let us in as well. Maybe you might have a conversation with us on that number as well, but maybe a question as well. We'd like to hear from you, +27 73 470 3520. Now, every Thursday, as you would know, well, that's if you are a loyal listener of the show. But if you're joining us for the first time, welcome firstly to the family one. Two, every single Thursday, we do this thing called the Shapeshifters. And this is where we bring you some of the leading minds and people in the African continent as they let us in on their lives, how they got to be where they are, how they do what they do. It is a conversation that I think is really important for young people, but also for everyone as well. And today is no different. Our shapeshifter today is Mthandazo Xolani Ndlovu, whom you may know from the 230 Conversations team, or perhaps as the math and science teacher extraordinaire, Mr. X, with the client reviews stating that he is the best tutor out there. Some of them saying that, thank you, Mr. X. I've watched my son's grades rise from 50s to 80s in both maths and science. Now, that's a beautiful review, right? So without a doubt, you are the best in this teaching game. Those are just some of the reviews that we've heard about. Some. That's not it all. That's just some of them, right? And it is a beautiful thing to watch there. It's no surprise then that he was the Star Schools Teacher of the Year for 2022. And he's joining us to let us in a little bit on that. Mhlekazi, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. And thank you for having me. Good evening to all the listeners and on the radio.
Ah, fantastic. We thank you for your time. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm fine. Thank you for the introduction.
Does it feel like actually me, Lord? This is not me.
I'm like, who are you talking about?
We are talking about you. but I'm sure you get these type of reviews every other day, isn't it?
I do. I genuinely, that's the truth. I do. Great reviews every time.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose that speaks to your work as well, which is quite beautiful.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Fantastic, man. And that's why we want to have this conversation with you this evening. And we do this every single Thursday, particularly for a lot of reasons. But one of them is there are young people that are perhaps looking up to you. They see your work and some might not even get the opportunity to even speak to you. But through this type of platform as well, we can reach out to them as well as they are listening. So that's why we say thank you so much for your time. We really, really appreciate you. But again, mixed math and science extraordinaire. Before we get to the extraordinary part, I want us to then go back. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born and how were things?
Okay, so I was born into a family of, I'm the only child to my mother.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was brought up by my grandmother. You know, in how it happens when you, grandmother's house is everyone's house.
Yeah.
So you grow up with your cousins in the house.
Yeah.
And you never get the privilege of being the only child because, your grandmother's child, and you will get what everyone gets.
Yes.
You'll eat what everyone eats.
Yes.
You'll be beaten thoroughly as well.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's for sure, definitely.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey?
Yeah.
So you'll be set on the right track. I mean, your typical African grandmother who has the whole household on check. Very much loving but firm.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the SDA church. So the kind of guys that were born in the vestry.
That's me.
Born in the vestry. From Wednesday, we did church Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday evening, Sunday. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. And where exactly were you born?
I was born in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. That's
Yeah.
where I was born. So I come from there in a place called Njube. That's where I was born.
Njube. Oh, okay, Njube.
Yes.
For people who
Yeah.
may not know, what's it like in Njube?
It's your typical Lokshin type of vibe. It's where no one has more than the other. Generally, we're all on the same tax bracket, which is probably one of the lowest around. So you make to do with what you have. You know,
You
it's not
make
the
do.
richest of neighborhoods
Yeah,
at
yeah,
all. So you
yeah.
grow up having to make ends meet. So that's the
Yeah.
type of place that it is. Yeah.
Ooh, lovely. And then in terms of what you can remember, in terms of socioeconomic challenges, like you said, you are all almost in the same tax bracket. What are some of those? Poverty, drugs, and all those sort of stuff. Were those things you were exposed to as a child?
Oh yes, so definitely. Poverty, that's key. It's almost the badge that everyone wears, not proudly, but everyone has that. The next household, we TV was, I remember I used to watch TV at a friend's house. Yeah. And you'd only peep through the doors, wrestling, yeah, whenever WWE, peep through the doors and stuff. And then we had this huge, and I think my grandfather bought a huge black TV and I must stand and good hit like the huge ones, eh? Black and white. So it's you make to do it, eat what's there, you know. We didn't starve, that's for sure. But we didn't eat the best as well. So we ate enough to not get you to die at night. Okay. So it was like that. Poverty, that's definitely sure. Crime, yes, but not too much. Unemployment was skyrocketing. But I'll tell you this, man, despite that, the optimism, man, the appreciation of daily provisions, an all-time high. And in hindsight, what when you ask that question, in hindsight, I'm thinking about the guys that came from my place, from the hood, if I may say so, they're quite phenomenal and successful, hey? In their own right, they're doing very well for themselves. It may not be the most recommended thing, but poverty has a way to catapult you
Yeah, it
to really
has.
big heights,
It
hey?
has. Yeah, that it has.
Yeah,
And
it
this
does.
optimism, yeah, where was it coming from? You were still a child. You only could control as much as whatever is exposed in your path, I suppose. Much of it you rely on your parents, particularly for those big ticket things like food, you know, and all
Yeah.
that. So what gave you the optimism?
I think generally my family, where I grew up, it's a very happy family. My word, my grandmother, bless her soul, she passed away. It was 2023.
Sorry
Like
about
my
that.
word, at 96, you know. So when my grandmother, my grandfather, they're generally a very happy couple. So I grew up in a very happy family. It was loud at home. We were allowed to do almost everything and anything.
Everything,
There were
eh?
not that many restrictions. Yeah, there were strict through door, but I think it's because my grandparents had a very generally good outlook to life. And the prayer part, man, I
Yes, the
can't
prayer part.
overemphasize how important going to church was for us. It molded us. You'd hear about Jesus, about heaven, and you'd know that the current situation is not your permanent situation. So you'd know that this is just a lay-by. I don't live here. I'm gonna be better off, you know. So eventually with time you could become okay.
You
So that's
become
where the
okay.
and everyone had that, hey? Everyone. Yeah, everyone had that.
I
Yeah.
remember from my days when I also grew up with my grandmother as well. I remember that, you know, there was no privacy. There's no, this is your room or this is your plate. This is your, you all dip in at the same time. And often at times as kids, there was this one that would eat very quickly than everyone else. And by the time you wake up, there's half of the food that was there. Was that the same? And those were beautiful memories, isn't it?
Yeah, they were, man. I mean, I was one of the slowest.
You got the last
So
piece
my
of
cousin brothers,
everything.
the lot, yeah. Then I would cry. Then my grandmother would give me some of the food, some of her food, and you tell me next time, hurry up, okay? Otherwise, I'm gonna starve to death. Yeah, hurry up. So you learn to survive.
You
You
learn to
learn to really survive.
survive. Yeah.
Yeah, you learn to really, really survive. So you'd play around the kitchen when it's about to dish out. Then you're like, okay, the brothers will be playing football, and now you're like, you know, it's about to be supper time.
Yeah.
The quicker you get there, the faster you eat.
Let me stay closer to the door when the grandmother says, Wazani, you know, you're here.
You've got to be smart, okay? You've got to be. Survival.
Survival is very, very important, right? And school, where did you go to school? Is it in the same Jube?
No. So there's a huge high school close by. The suburbs are quite... They're quite close to each other. Yeah, they're big, but not too very big.
Yeah.
So I went to a school called Mpopoma High School.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yes, that's where I did my 6 years. Because in Zimbabwe, high school is 6 years.
Yeah.
So you have your grade one to grade seven.
Okay.
And then you've got your form one, form two, up to form six.
Okay.
Right?
So, okay.
So that's what I did. So I went the whole 6 years in that place.
In that place, right? Let's start at primary. What was primary like?
All I remember is me playing. I'll tell you this.
That's all.
All I remember is me playing.
Yeah.
I had the greatest of childhoods. Man, I would play. A successful day was me coming home.
Yeah.
Probably I lost the shoe.
Yeah.
I can't find my socks. I am as white as the angels in heaven.
Did you get a hiding for all of those?
I genuinely, I remember playing. The only time that I remember studying was in grade seven.
Okay.
That's the only time I remember when I vividly would sit down and study. And school was a breeze to us. Eh?
Yeah.
So you just, I'm probably the kind of guy that I just need to listen to you say something.
Yeah.
And then I get it.
Yeah.
Then I'll just reproduce it later on.
Yeah.
I do need to study, but not too much.
Not too much, right?
I'll get the stuff when you say it.
Yeah. and high school then, how was it then?
Same thing.
High school
with grades, man. You'd be graded according to your marks from grade seven.
Yeah.
So we had big. The school was huge. It's about 3,000-4,000 kids in the school.
Mm.
It's huge, telling you.
Mm.
So then you'd get graded according to your marks, and so I did very well for my grade sevens, and I was grafted into the best class in high school.
Yeah.
And the competition was very healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you failed, you'd be getting your 80s.
Yeah.
That's when you're the lowest in class. You'd be crying, which I come. Competition was very good, eh? Yeah. It was really, really good. Everyone worked extremely hard.
Yeah.
We all did well. And like I said, you'd know that. I remember I was number 12 in class.
Sure.
And you know why I was number 12? It's because there were about eight guys that are the same marks.
Ooh, okay.
So I had to be stretched up all the way to about number 12. It's not, and when you get your number 12 for about maybe 87%.
Yes.
I don't know how crazy it was. Everyone would have number one would probably have 100%, then 99, and there's 98.
Sure.
Oh, man, it was with great teachers, eh?
It was just
let's get this push is strong, man.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. And listen to this story, just on your background from a childhood point of view, primary and secondary school as well. There are lessons that, you know, lessons of, you know, survival, for example, optimism. Those are things that are coming through. As you look at yourself now, like politicians say, with hindsight, would you say all of that contributed to who you are right now today?
Greatly. Probably literally almost everything. And maybe in the hindsight, and I think it's everyone's story. Your childhood, your childhood really shapes out your future.
Yeah.
It's only when you're older, when you look back and you know what, I am the product of how I was brought up.
Yes.
You know. So you knew we had no option.
Mm.
It was either school or school.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. And you've got to make it.
Yeah.
If you want to get out of the luxury life, the poverty life, where there's not much going around for you, you've got to make it. And our role models were really good guys. I mean, we're guys who we knew came from poor backgrounds, but suddenly they became doctors, they became engineers, they became the big things out there, you know? So you'd see them coming to a luxury now, driving nice cars and stuff. And it's genuinely from hard work, from school, from the right attitude. Then you're like, you know what? If he did it, I can go the same path and I can also do it. Like I said, generally, when you look back, the bulk of the guys that we grew up with, very successful guys, successful guys.
Oh,
you
know? That's lovely. That's lovely. Okay,
yeah, man.
Let's shift now to your career, right? So when you were at high school, I'm sure that's where you then decide your future in terms of what you're going to study further and all that. What did you want to study, and did you eventually get into that one? I'm asking because in most black families, it's your conventional lawyer, doctor, this, that, you know, nurse. What was your experience like as you chose your future?
Okay, so primary school, are fascinated by planes.
Okay.
So, yeah, man. So there's, I'd see planes flying on, and like, you know what, I want to be a pilot.
Yes.
I definitely wanted to be that. But you see, those things change, man. One time I want to be a pilot.
Yeah,
at one
point,
I wanted to be a bass guy from church. Like, I want to sing bass, you know. Mangen is strong.
I want to
be bass. They're going deep on these things, eh?
Nowadays, they even wear navy blue suits and stuff. So,
in heavy socks. Don't forget in brown shoes.
That's an entire career right there.
I'm telling you. So I wanted to be a pilot when I was in primary school for the longest time, actually.
Yeah.
When I got to high school, then I was like, you know what? Let me do computer science. It was. I'm not young, so from the way I'll speak, you'll see. You know what? Computers were just coming through at that time.
Yes.
So I wanted to do computer science. There was this guy, he's just still alive, great guy, and I was doing computer science.
Yes.
He was years older than me, and he was one of the first guys to do computer science at a varsity in Bulawayo, right?
Yeah.
So, and he did very well for himself. I'm like, you know what, this is great. I'd like to do that. Then they opened a computer school at my high school.
Yes.
So then I was fascinated by that.
Yes.
Then that dream died as well. Then eventually I wanted to do chemistry.
Yeah.
And that's where I ended up landing on.
Yeah.
So I'm a chemist by study. Basically that's basically where it comes from. So I did chemistry and I love it to bits. When you see things coming together, it's amazing.
I was about to ask if this is something that you love doing.
Thank
you wake up in the morning like, yes, this is exactly what I love doing, right?
I do love that, yes. But it's a very lonely career, because half the times you're alone and mixing stuff and just seeing the wonder of it, and you have no one to tell. Hey, come check this. This thing's blowing up, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's very unconventional, particularly for, I suppose, your generation, for example, where, like I said, it was the normal conventional things, and you pivoting into something that was taking the world by storm at the time, and here you are, like, this is exactly what I want to do. What was the family, friends' reactions to choosing that career?
You know what? I was brought up by old school parents. I doubt my mother even knows what I did at varsity. You ask her now, she doesn't even know. She knows I have a degree and qualifications, but doesn't even know what I did at varsity. My grandmother would like, whatever you're doing. So we never had, and I'll tell you, this is the downside of things, we never had career guidance to anything.
Yeah.
You choose what was popular. True. That's why the bulk of the guys my era
are
doctors and engineers, because that was what was the norm.
Yeah.
The traditional family with someone who has passed well at matric or high school, everyone would gravitate to medicine.
Yeah.
And it was not because people loved that.
Yes.
It was because it was the most popular thing then, you know? So they never said anything. I just chose for myself just blindly and like, no, let me just go for this.
Yes.
At that moment, I liked chemistry and I still do. And I just went for what was there, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And at varsity, did you struggle?
No, not at all, we didn't struggle at all. Varsity was fun.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you two eras of my life that were fun.
Yeah.
Primary school and varsity. That's all I remember. I had the greatest of fun there.
Yeah.
Would study, yes.
Yeah.
Would have class, and it's more challenging than definitely has to. Mm. But the social life was great as well.
Ooh.
It was amazing, because you're looking at various people, you know, the people that you went with to high school
are
the people that you stay with, also in the same area.
Yes.
So I've known these guys. I mean, I went with guys from the same class from grade one up to form six. That's 13 years together.
Yeah.
You know? So varsity then says, you're going to meet up with everyone.
Yeah.
After high school, we all split up. It was great. We had great tutors, great guys that taught us, and we really understood pretty much. So it wasn't really a struggle. It was all about self-management, self-discipline, and you get there. Yeah. So I had a great time when I was there.
You had a great time. And so then you graduate, and where did you pivot to?
You know what? I graduated. That time, my country was going down the worst. Jobs, it just suddenly disappeared. There was an economic decline of note, still is. And then we ended up coming through here to South Africa to look for jobs, right? And that's where I ended up here. And that's where the teaching journey started for me.
Yeah. Take us through that teaching journey then, because you're doing very well in it, and there's quite a lot of people that are really loving what you do, loving your content as well on TikTok and all that. But tell us then that journey in the teaching space.
You know what? I came through, there was a cousin of mine, my cousin's brother. He had a company, marketing company for DSTV. I was working there.
Yeah.
Then just doing the world activations, you go to malls and just sit by the gazebo there. Hi guys, blah blah. Yeah. I didn't found a job for my degree as yet.
Yeah.
Then some guy invited me to go to Saibono. Okay. Saibono, the science center there.
Yes.
I went there. The facilitator was very impressed with my participation and my understanding of stuff and the way I articulated myself. Took down my number, and then a certain school was looking for a teacher.
Okay.
A certain school goes to Saibono, looks for, ask the facilitator, do you know someone who's really good who can help?
Yes.
The facilitator gave them my number, and that's where the teaching journey started. Ah. From there on, I started teaching, and wow, it has worked out the best way possible. Hey?
The best way possible.
I've taught, my classes were huge. The school is big where I taught.
Yeah.
My class, average number, would be 100 people.
Sure.
That's the minimum I would get. So it was more like a lecture. It's a rewrite school. It was more like a lecture method of doing things. But fascinating. I was able to handle all those students, teach them well.
Yeah.
Because they were rewriting. So these are people that pretty much didn't do well.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
People think people fail grade 12 at grade 12. They don't. You fail grade 12 in grade 8.
Sure.
And you probably fail it worse in grade 10.
Yeah.
The bulk of what we do in matric is what is done in grade 10 and 11. You miss it there.
Yeah.
You might have little chances to find it in grade 12. You know? So you're looking at trying to fix years of things not working, and you only have about 7-8 months to do that.
At most.
So 3 years work in 8 months. Yeah. That's where the journey started.
Definitely. You know? Definitely. Okay. Yeah. And what has been the one challenge so far? It sounds like you've enjoyed the journey and are enjoying the journey, but what has been the challenge?
It's for me, it's the sheer amount of students that are not doing well in high school.
Okay.
I tell you, man, it's beyond. You barely would find a student who's doing exceptionally well.
So
there's a couple of challenges. That's one of them. So when they come to us, they will tell you, say, I don't even know this. This is something that is done in grade 8. This person doesn't have an idea about parallel lines, that they are vertically opposite angles. That's something that you do in grade 8. So the sheer amount of students that don't know much, and not just that, I think for me, it's not, yes, could be some of them their fault, but also maybe some of them have not really been taught well.
Yeah.
And it's my kind, it's my people.
Yeah.
Maybe they've not been exposed. They'll tell you stories.
Yeah.
Maths teacher was here, left. I mean, maths teachers and physics teachers are some of the most sought after teachers. They find a good opportunity, they go for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's been one. Secondly, I think it's to do with the lack of participation of parents in their child's education. I'm not saying all parents are like that.
Yes.
The great parents who are actually doing good work for their children.
Yeah.
But some of them are let, maybe it's similar to how I grew up.
Mm.
But it's because we had a healthy relationship at school. Mm. We had competition at school, which was great.
Mm.
Some of them, the parents just let them go to school and that's it.
And that's it.
You know?
That's it.
Yeah, there's no follow up to that.
Yeah.
But also, maybe the other challenge would be, or maybe it's a good opportunity, it's that the children are really thirsty for knowledge. Mm. I mean, if they're taught well, they'll get it right. Sometimes we look back and say, children are not doing well, they're not studying. That could be true.
Yeah.
But I think if you teach someone something well enough, they'll get it.
They'll get it, right? Yeah.
They'll get it.
I want to get into 230 conversations right now and maybe also share a little bit about your tutoring services as well. But so Qinanini, see solvilu X. We are always trying to solve for X. Maybe you can help us. When are we going to solve?
And my name is Mr. X. So my teaching name, Mr. X.
Yeah. So we'll never solve for X. That's what you say.
X and solvega, so pelom seven.
Oh, is that why we are only solving for X? Because, wow.
Exactly.
I mean, I do
tutor, man.
Yeah.
I do a lot of tutoring of many students.
Yeah.
What I've done is I've created a model which I think works.
Okay.
Earlier this year, I decided that I would teach lots of individual students.
Okay.
So I'll have maybe 5 students in a day or 7 or 10, seeing them at different times. And it was very exhausting to me.
I'm sure.
And not just that, it's quite expensive for the parents. So it was a sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I decided to go on a small scale. I'm like, you know what? Whatever I teach to one student is what I'll teach to 100 students.
Okay.
So how do I get 100 students to come to me?
Yeah.
Lower the price. I went ridiculously low.
Low, yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't think anyone can outcompete me on price in terms of how low I am.
Mm.
So the online, the boom of availability of electricity and also the fact that these cell phone providers and stuff like that, internet providers are now affordable.
Yeah.
That for me worked. So I went low, incredibly low. I charge 50 rand for a 2-hour lesson. That's how much I charge.
That's really low.
You know?
Yeah.
That's really low. And I do 2 lessons every week.
Yeah.
One for maths and one for physics. One for maths grade 12.
Yeah.
One for maths grade, one for physics grade 12.
Yeah.
And maths and physics grade 11s as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So next year I'm going to be studying with the grade 10s.
Yeah.
So I teach them the 2 hours properly. I record the lesson as well while I'm teaching them. They can have the recording to watch on a later basis.
Yeah.
So I then started getting the numbers now because, I mean, if it's cheap, it's affordable. I mean, it's only $500 for the whole month and you have 20 hours of study with me.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I did. And it's growing, man. I don't want to lie. Phenomenally so.
And how are you then managing your time then?
Your time. Time is a luxury for me, right? Because I work... So what I do is I work during the day.
Yeah.
I'm done about 4 o'clock. I will get home. My classes start from 7 to 9. It also works because the students are pretty much at school the whole time until they get home around 6 or sometimes 5.
Yeah.
So I give them about an hour to rest.
Okay.
And after that, we do 7 to 9 with me online.
Yeah.
So time management, I'm always working.
You're always working, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm always working. I'm glad we're about to close now, so it's fine. I can get the rest.
Hopefully you can go away as well and go and enjoy yourself a little bit. Eh?
Definitely.
230, how did that one come about?
Oh, so 2020, that's a story I love telling.
Yes.
Eh? 2020, I'll be very quick on this. So long.
Yeah.
2020, friend of mine, had gone to America.
Yeah.
Says to me, hey, bruh, since we've closed now, there is COVID and stuff. You guys are not going to church.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a Zoom call? Me, you, actually, I have to mention him because it's part of 230.
Yes.
It was me, one of our other friends, actually, and him. Like, let's do a Sunday school lesson in the morning.
Yeah.
Fine. Started off that. Then Ashley, knowing, if you know Ashley, you know he knows everyone.
Yeah.
So Ashley posted on his status and a lot of people came in the next day, about 30 or so people. Then we're like, oh, you know what? Why don't we just do this weekly. Then we, one of our friends was also part of 2:30 now, yeah. Melissa was like, okay, guys, let's have this on Saturday afternoon. Just talk about things that we don't even usually talk about.
Yes.
And then she says, then we said, what time can we do this?
Yeah.
2:30.
Yeah.
Then she says, let's call ourselves 2:30
Conversations.
2:30 Conversations. So the name came about. Ah. You know, when we do our conversation at 2:30.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so lovely.
Mm. That's lovely. Yeah. Then we, for the years when COVID was there, when churches were closed, we did that.
Yeah.
Then we lost relevance. Because once people went back to church, no one was coming for the services. Then we said, what else can we do that would give an impact to the community?
Yes.
Then we said, why don't we just do humanitarian things, feed people?
Yes.
My man, God has been good. Just this past weekend, we've been doing this. We did a drive in Machazana and we had about almost 1,000 people. We fed about 1,000 people, and there was so much food. We gave about 300 food parcels. We gave so many clothes. It was the biggest drive we've ever had.
Sure.
So now we're actually into that space.
Sure.
Yes, we do podcasting now.
Yeah.
You find us on YouTube as 2:30 Conversations, but basically we're more into humanitarian aid. So it's growing in leaps and bounds. Very grateful for that.
It's now become a movement, it seems.
Yes. Yes, it has been. And the community as to the support from our church members,
phenomenal. Yeah.
We even said it this weekend. I think I remember one of our team members talking about it, saying, we're only 6 people at 2:30, only 6 guys, 3 girls and 3 boys. But the amount of community that we have gets to 300. And we couldn't have done any of what we've done without that community. And so God has used those people to work with us, and we're very open to knowing more. We're open to suggestions.
Yeah.
We listen to them. They listen to our leadership, and it's quite a great, great community.
Yeah.
It's only going to grow even bigger.
It will grow even bigger. I think one of the saddest ones was when our elder, the Upokonzi, was supposed to feature on that 2:30.
Yes,
I'm pretty much sure if you were to talk about one podcast, that was one that you guys were looking forward to.
Yes, our elder was a phenomenal guy.
Yeah.
We were looking forward to having him come through.
Yeah.
It was such a sad day. We did go there, and I remember they gave us an opportunity.
Yes.
I personally had to read it was very orderly. So he had written his notes on what he was supposed to present.
Sure.
It was a really tough time, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Life and whatever happens, we know one day we're going to go to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, we are going to make it into heaven. Yeah.
Definitely. Is the movement open to external people? Can people come and join? How do they do that?
Okay, so when it comes to 2:30, if you have to join, we actually have a WhatsApp group, a community that you actually work with from our side. Maybe you can just even, I don't know if it's okay, if you can just give out my number.
Yeah, you can.
So that people can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you can just contact me, 073-974-8498.
Okay.
073-974-8498. When you do so, I'll probably add you into the WhatsApp group. That's where we do our discussions on our next drives. And we have so many sponsors now, guys from church with companies that are doing well.
Yeah.
Great Hope has done well. New Jesus done well.
Yeah.
The Northern Conference has come through. Meals on Wheels was there, and they helped us through. So we are so grateful for all the support that we're getting from our sister ministries and the companies that individual church members have. So it's a beautiful thing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
That's beautiful. All right. As we draw to a close now, let's talk about money. It's a topic we love here on this show. So we are not going to shy away from that. So money, how do you describe your relationship with money, or how would you characterize it?
I have a healthy relationship with money.
So nemal. So nemal. Is that what you're saying?
I'm buying it in nemal. Kota, nyakwazi ukuthenga what I want.
Okay.
I was like, in a mind, but I can buy pizza when I want to.
Look at that.
You know, so I I think generally I'm not a big spender.
Yeah.
I'm not a big spender or barely even flashy, if I may put that word across.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect money, and the
Okay.
bulk of why my money goes to my family. I don't want to lie to you on that.
Yes.
My mother is enjoying having a son like me.
Yes,
That woman
yes.
is basking in happiness.
Look at
She
that.
gets what she
Look
wants,
at
you know. She just needs
that.
to say what she wants, and I just I'll do
Exactly,
it. I do.
exactly. Yeah.
So I have a really healthy relationship with them. I
Okay.
respect it. I think it's because also it doesn't come easy. I mean,
Yeah,
man,
that's
listen,
true.
I work the whole day, I speak the whole day.
Yeah,
I get home, I speak as well. And
yeah.
it's a lot of hard work. I
It's a lot of hard
prepare the
work.
work. And also when it comes through, I have to say, you know what, this is money that I worked for, and I must make sure that I keep it
Yeah.
and make sure that it's used appropriately, you know?
Appropriately, yeah.
Appropriately, yeah, it's got to be used. I budget, I know what I want to do next. I know what my biggest next previous project is. I know what my projections for the future are. I'm anticipating this for the Mr. X business. I'm like, you know what, this is what I got this year, but next year I'm thinking I need to
Yes.
get this amount. So what can I do
Yes.
to get there? So
Yeah.
I have proper projections and stuff, and I've become a bit more formal. Business is now registered.
Yeah.
Mr. X Tutorials,
Yeah.
definitely. I'm paying tax.
Yes.
SARS and Fed, I'm
Yeah.
young lady get up.
Agadali,
So it's everything is formalized. So I do have that
Yes.
kind of respect, because if you have
Yeah.
it now,
No,
you
you
don't
need
even
to.
know if you're gonna have it tomorrow,
Yeah,
you
no,
know.
you need to. You need to.
So I might as well use it well.
And
Yes.
what would you say to young people then about money?
I'll tell you know what? Look for your niche. Man,
Okay.
listen, I've got a degree in chemistry.
Yeah.
Look for your niche. I got to know that I can speak and teach very well by doing Sabbath school things. Stand there and you say a verse, or
Yeah.
you are asked to do Sabbath school.
Yeah.
Look for your niche.
Yeah.
So people are like, yeah,
Yeah.
you're good in the talking, you know, you're good in explaining stuff. I got to know I can teach when I was teaching the Sabbath school lesson.
Yeah.
When
Yeah.
you explain on Monday, my class at my local church
Yeah.
was one of the biggest. Most people run to my
Ooh.
class and leave their
Yes.
teachers, eh?
Yes.
And come there, because I taught grandmothers. You
Sure.
teach them to a point where they nod their heads, which as in
Siyakuzwa,
Siyakuzwa,
Kanam.
we can
Yeah.
hear you.
Yeah.
And so look for your
Look
niche,
for your
try as
niche.
much as you can,
Yeah.
and have passion for what you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You can't, if you were to see my TikTok videos, one of the things that was very discernible with me is I have the passion when I'm teaching. You can see that
Yes,
I
yes.
like what I do. I'm not even
Yeah.
pretending I could do this for free.
Yeah,
You
yeah,
know?
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So
That's
I'd
lovely.
say to any young person that look for your niche, and once you find it, try to come up with a nice business model. There's lots of mess teachers. I'm one of them, but I had
Yeah.
to find my way and say, what else can I do outside my
Yeah.
normal job that
Yes.
can actually get me money?
Yeah.
And now I've got the Mr. X business running, and
Yes.
eventually, God willing, it will grow into something bigger. And who knows, I may open up a school. So
Look at
watch out for
that.
the school. I actually have a
Definitely.
name for the school as
Ooh,
well.
look at that. Write the vision down, as the Bible says,
Write the
right?
vision down, my
Write the
man.
vision down. So love it. I love the passion, because I remember when I was back at school, and this is just my teachers, they are not listening. But when I was back at school, when we struggled with maths, I remember this grade 10, not grade 10, like grade, what do they call these things now? It was standard 3 at the time. That's
Standard
all I,
three there,
yeah.
yes, yeah.
Exactly. I'm not sure what grade it is, but we would ask the teacher, but teacher, le 1 plus at uzoyibona phambili. Like, hey, yabona basibulala labo teacher labo, they really killed us. No passion
Man.
whatsoever, no passion whatsoever for what they
Oh,
did.
man.
Even with Afrikaans, we struggled with Afrikaans, because like uzoyibona phambili. Firstly, uzoyibona phambili, and you're supposed to speak this in Afrikaans. I'm asking you in Afrikaans. Oh, that's the problem.
it's a bad fate. You know what? I don't have that. I'll tell you this
Yeah,
for free.
yeah.
I had a friend of mine. One time I didn't have electricity at home, so I was doing a live and lesson. My friend, she didn't do maths, or she did maths at high school, but she then went branched to another career.
Yeah.
She was listening to me while I was teaching in the other room.
Yeah.
And she's like, after I'm done, she's like, I understood what you said, and I don't even do physics.
Ooh, look at
So
that.
I think one of the greatest talents and gifts that God gave me is the ability to break down complex things,
yes.
the abstract, and make it
yes.
very simple.
Yes.
I've got all ways to say, to get a student to understand. If I try this way
yeah.
and the student doesn't understand, let me try this way and this
yeah.
way. You will understand probably almost anything that I teach you.
Yeah.
Because I can break things down
yeah.
very simple to you.
Love
very,
it.
Very straightforward.
We must have an entire show on that periodic table.
Please do. Let me tell you about randium
yeah.
and aluminium and all that.
All I remember is H2O. That's all that I
H2O,
remember.
H2O, Baba. It's not even on the periodic table.
Look at that. I need those lessons, clearly.
You do. Come to Mr. X. I can save you. That's what I tell my students. I can save you.
Definitely.
And when they write and they're grateful, they say, you know what, Mr. X, you saved
you
me. I'm like,
saved
yes,
us, right?
Salvation has come to the land of South Africa.
Look at that. That's really cool. We're out of time. But I want to ask this question
yes.
so that we save the 1 or 2 minutes that we have. If you were to look back at Umthandazo, who was young in Njube,
mm-hmm.
looking at all of that, what advice would you have given to him now that you are here today?
Oh, man, I would tell him, fear nothing.
Fear nothing.
Mm. Offer it. All right. You are talented.
Mm.
You are gifted.
Mm.
Use that.
Mm.
All right. If you don't, God will take it away. I would have
yeah.
attempted more.
Yeah.
If I knew what I know now.
Yeah.
I'll tell this boy, go ahead, man. Fear
go
nothing.
Ahead.
Try
fear
anything.
Nothing.
If it fails, try something else.
Sure.
You will get your niche. Trust me, Mr. X that you're talking to now, I tell you, through God's grace, I'll probably one of the biggest guys very soon in the teaching fraternity.
Look
I tell
that.
My students that you will see me on TV
Look
and I mean it.
Yeah, definitely. We need a replacement of Mr. Smith. Like someone must
you,
do,
you know what?
Smith.
One of my friends said that to me. A PhD student says
yeah.
to me, you know what? You are the next Mr. Smith.
Definitely.
I'm like, come on, man. Now that's big shoes
yeah,
to fill. Like, you know what?
That.
You can do this.
You can certainly do that. Would you do anything differently if given the opportunity to start again?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I'd go through this. Maybe I would have gone for teaching straight up instead of
yes.
the chemistry degree.
Yes.
Yeah,
you would have just
I would have gone for teaching straight up, and
yeah.
maybe I would have started Mr. X a bit more earlier.
Ah,
you know,
that makes
yeah,
sense.
I can imagine if I did this 5 years ago.
Ah, that makes it would have been more powerful.
By far, yeah. This is my first year
yeah.
of doing this,
oh,
and it's grown leaps and bounds.
Look
you know,
look at that. Sure, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
where can people then follow you, especially for the tutoring bit, on all your social media platforms? And while you also give us that, young people looking up to you, what's your words of
mm-hmm.
encouragement to them?
Okay, so for my social media platforms, you can find me on TikTok. I'm Mr. X.
Mm.
Yeah, that's basically it, Mr. X. You wouldn't miss that.
Mm.
And then my number, as I said, is the same number, but I'll say it again,
yeah.
073-974-8498.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my number. So you can. That's also it's a WhatsApp number and a calling number.
Yeah.
To the young people there, I'll tell the world is your oyster. When we grew up, I think half the carriers that are available now were not even there.
They were not.
You know?
Yeah.
They're not. So now you can literally be anything, and it's true to that.
Yeah.
You can literally be anything.
Yeah.
You put your hard work into it. I feel like we sometimes, or young people, lose the culture of hard work.
Yeah.
I feel like they want things microwaved fast.
Yeah.
It's the age of instant everything.
Yeah.
With success, it doesn't come that way.
Yeah.
With getting good grace doesn't come though. You've got to put in the work. Got to put in the work. Okay.
Yo.
I tell them that the more you do, the more you know.
Ah.
And the less you do, the less you know.
The less
that's
you
a
know.
Fact.
Oof,
That's beautiful.
I look
sounding like a teacher now.
Yeah, no, you are. I mean, it's coming out very clearly, right? And listen, I think even if you had tried to be a Jonah, or you have tried to run away from this thing, born a Tarashishi, and also
I'm telling
Bozo
you, I'm telling you, God said, you know what?
Yeah,
your chemistry is your chemistry.
Yeah, yeah,
I got something else I want you to do here.
Yeah,
come,
Go
to this place,
exactly.
my man. Go to Nineveh. That's where I want you.
That's where I want you. You're busy tarashishing. Tarashishing everywhere. Like, no, I'm
tarashishing
everywhere.
Right? I tell, go in Nineveh there, man.
Exactly.
Go in Nineveh there.
That's where you are needed. Look at you saving that, the South African child who's struggling on average,
man.
Struggling with maths and science, and you are coming through. And beautifully, the most beautiful part is that as a Christian as well, bringing in and infusing your Christian principles into what you do. I'm talking about integrity, making sure you are on time.
Yes,
those
man.
Are things
yes,
that I
yes.
think the average South African child needs in South Africa, and here you are doing that work for God.
I'll tell you that. It's a ministry, man. Just as a quick one, I had a student this weekend for students
yeah.
that
yeah.
came through for the 2:30 drive.
Yeah.
They saw my statuses, and one of them sent me a message
yeah.
and says, you know what, you're not only just a great teacher, but
yes.
you're teaching us how to be human.
Look at Ubuntu.
Yeah,
sure.
You're teaching us how to be human. You're teaching us how to be prayerful. Because
yeah.
every time in my class, we pray.
Yes.
You know, if you're going to come to
yes.
Mr. X class, we
That's
pray.
Important.
We ask God to help us through the lesson.
That's important.
Like, you know, you're not just... So it's a ministry up above the money, the flashes and of the talent and everything. This is how you bring people to Jesus.
Yeah.
One of the ways.
Sure.
You know, they'll never
That's
forget
beautiful.
That. We never forget our good
no,
teachers.
No, we shouldn't.
We never.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got so much influence. And I think that's what every teacher listening to this or everyone
yeah.
who's influenced, just make sure it's you give your best.
Yes.
They'll never forget the
yes.
Jesus that is behind you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
My brother, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate, man.
Really
appreciate so much. Thank
yeah.
you so much for having me.
Thank you
appreciate.
So much, man. Okay, then. Have a good evening.
Okay. All right, bye.
Thank you so much. That was, of course, the Elder Mthandazo Xolani Ndlovu talking to us, as our shapeshifter for today. I really, really was inspired, and I hope that you were as well.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.